So, like, just when you were a kid, what did you do for fun? We just saw a photo of you on your
Well,
bike with your friends.
yes, I mean, any time we weren't at school, we were outside, really. Life was outside. There was a gang of us, obviously, in the village kids, and we were just outside all the time. Summer, winter, day, night, we played outside. We were up the fields, up the back. If it rained, we played in the stead and at the dairy, which we were allowed to do. And looking back, I don't know why, but we were allowed to play, in the hay and all the sheds in the dairy. Jim Small, who was the farmer there, he never bothered, and we must have been a real nuisance. But we did. We played in there when it was wet, when it was good weather. We played up the back, and it was things like cowboys, commandos. It wasn't that long after the war. We killed a lot of Germans up the fields. And we roamed the countryside. We really did. Climbed up trees and things like that. The winter time it was sledging and just wandering about in the snow. Then we got a bit older. We got bikes, and as we saw earlier on, we roamed the glen in the bikes, and it was really because we didn't have a TV until I was 12. And no, we weren't the last to get one, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of people still didn't have TV in the 50s, so there wasn't much. And even the ones that did have a TV, there was nothing on. It was nothing for kids to watch, one channel. So it was outside, day and night, and different because our parents didn't know where we were. They knew we were out someplace, but they had no idea if we were up that field, or where we were. But nothing ever happened to anybody, and. Summertime, we played in the river, despite the fact all the village sewage went into it on reflection. Because I look at it now and I think, you can see all these sewage pipes, and we used to play there, down at the bridge. We used to play actually in the river, down at the bridge, and nothing ever happened to us. Played football across in Bannerfield. It was just, it was really different. Because there was no electronic gadgets, no very old toys. It was only sort of 10 years after the wars. We were still rationing, and
Some vivid
Money was
imaginations.
tight, so yeah, it was all just plain imagination, actually.
Would you like so your gang would be gang
Oh,
your
what a
gang
guy, yeah.
would be from Carmichael, would they? Would you
Yes,
ever
there's.
go, I mean, you've got your bike and things, but would you ever go to like other villages? I mean, I've heard.
No, we didn't really, because we didn't really know the kids from the other bits of the glen, because at that time there was a school at Stralloch, school at Carmichael, school at Ballantoom, school at Bridgecrally, school at Blackwater, and a school at Glenshee. Now they've all gone now, apart from Carmichael. But because the children from up the glen went to Stralloch School, from Ballantoom area went to Ballantoom School, we didn't really know them. You didn't mix with them. And every village had its village hall. There was a village hall in Inachdhu, one in Carmichael, one in Ballantoom, one in Cally. There was a hall where there was a school, basically. So the social life was very sort of, localised. Because again, people didn't have cars, so they weren't sort of moving about the same. So no, we didn't. We very much stuck to our own. I mean, we had our Carmichael gang clique, and we didn't know the children from the other villages, really.